close the door on so many men.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Oh, the two hawky kind of birds. They might be turkey vultures. I don't know. They look like hawks. But they were sitting on either corner of the parking garage as I'm walking up here. Hello everyone. It's 1908 UTC here on Monday, January the 8th, 2024. I'm in Austin, Texas. We just had a heck of a rainstorm, but I'm on the roof because the storm has let up. The sky is blue. Well, to the south, the sky is dark and gray and horrible, and the storm is passing. But to my north, blue skies, light clouds, fluffy clouds that don't have any rain in them. All day today. Today has been a series of frustrations. So I'm trying to snap out of it. I'm working at it. We're doing news. Hopefully I won't be grumpy about news. We'll see. The wind is strong enough that my my spot in the shade is a little damp, but not too damp. I can sit on it. All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to launch Calm. That's Commode Chat. If you're new and you want to hang out and talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. If you're cool, you can do tty.sdf.org. That'll bounce you around depending on how things are going. Once you're there and you've got a prompt, if you want to, you can type a non-radio and that'll show you the upcoming shows. Or you can just press CON and press enter to launch COM. And then once that's loaded, you can press G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And then you'll be hanging out with all the cool people. Like Claudia Wim, and Jeff, and Stug, and a few other people, I'm sure. But anyway, you can be hanging out with all the cool people. I'm going to change my color scheme. It's been dim enough, or it hasn't been bright enough outside. I had to do that until now. Oh, Jay LaMoth is here. Also, a reminder, you can go to XMPP, go to conference.jabber.sdf.org, and join the Anon Radio Room to hang out. Not a lot of talking there, but the bot is active in there usually, so you know what show's going on and what song's going on, get the metadata. I'm agitated. So I've got the voice recorder, and I got the microphone, and I even did some tests earlier to confirm that I could wear the microphone under my hoodie, where I normally have the microphone, and everything sounded fine, but the rain prevented me from going out, and then also prevented me from, wandering around. I also had the headache, because I have a lot of work to do and I'm frustrated by the problems I'm having. So, oh man, and I don't know, in general, I'm frustrated. I've got a solid frustration and I'm not sure what to do about it. Oh well. But anyway, Claudia M's there. Hello. Shout outs. Oh, yeah. It's the chat room's almost always dead. It's really interesting. XMPP is kind of frustrating because it's Facebook and social media, Mastodon, those kind of things, have kind of, see you later, F-Fuck, those kind of tools are asynchronous, really. And so whenever a synchronous tool, like a live chat, like XMPP or something comes along, it's a little harder to get people into it. The Slack alternative, like Matrix chats or Discord, it's like, it's live, it's real time, but the value comes in being able to see the stuff that's old and going through it. Anyway, I did download and put the links together for the show. So if you go to that GitHub.io page, that'll work for you. Oh man, I have 20 unread messages from my text messages. Oh man. Sorry, I'm having, my guts are mad at me. My energy level's low. I'm trying. Hold on, we're getting there. We're pulling up the news. We gotta go to Firefox settings. Sync now. Quit Firefox, relaunch Firefox, re-go to settings, sync now, syncing, alright, syncing completed, now you can go over here to bookmarks, desktop bookmark, bookmark menu, news to me, January 8th. Alright, well let's get going. First, if you didn't see over the weekend, an Alaskan Airlines flight, part of the wall, just like one of what they call, well, a plug, got sucked off of the airplane. So there was an unused door, and so there's a hole that was cut out for a door, and then there's a door there, but then they don't want the door, so they put the cabin so that it looks just like a regular window, kind of like the equivalent of boarding up a door in your house or boarding up a window. But then the window got sucked out, or the door got sucked out while they're flying. Alaska Airlines placed restrictions on the Boeing plane involved in a dramatic mid-air blowout after pressurization warnings in the days before Friday's incident. The jet had been prevented from making long-haul flights over water, the NTSB is reported as saying. I also said that the missing section of the plane was found in the back garden of a Portland teacher. His name's Bob, by the way. No one was hurt, though. After losing part of its fuselage, the 737 MAX 9 made a safe emergency landing after returning to its departure airport. There were 177 passengers on board and crew to Ontario, Canada. Excuse me, California. It was a domestic flight. Some 171 planes of the same type remained grounded by the FAA as safety checks continue. Before Saturday's intervention, Alaska Airlines briefly returned some of its MAX 9s to service, saying it had made no concerning findings. Speaking of news conference, the NTSB said pilots, wait, Miss Homendy, which is, I've lost track of who she is because they've, this is why I try and avoid the names, because this, they will, it's like, I don't care who Jennifer Homendy is, I just care that she represents the NTSB. So if they would just say the NTSB person over and over, it would be much easier. Anyway, the NTSB says that, yeah, surprise, surprise. The airline that's trying to make money does not put customer safety first. An additional maintenance look was requested, but not completed before the incident. The plane was brand new, having been delivered in October, at which time it was judged by the FAA to be airworthy. Damn it, this wind is cold. I'm having a bad time. If I had music on my phone, I would just play songs. But I don't have music on my phone because streaming services have taken over the world and I can't use my iTunes music anymore. It's very frustrating. I have thousands and thousands of songs on iTunes in my iTunes library. But does that go on my phone? No. I have to use Apple Music unless I want to go through a whole bunch of hoops. I'm so frustrated today. Everything's pissing me off. It's okay. Let's just look at all the buzzards circling the the field where the McDonald's used to be. There used to be a McDonald's on the corner, and there was a field beside it, and the homeless folks lived in the field. They bulldozed the McDonald's, and now there's just a bigger field with a big hole in it, and the homeless people don't live there anymore. Who knows? Anyway, sorry, I'm trying. Let's focus. We're going to try again. Man, what a crappy couple of weeks. 2024 has not been good for news to me yet. All right. Kenya is Kenyan-led multinational force headed to Haiti to face major hurdles. Yeah, no duh. The UN's had to get involved because the world doesn't trust the United States. The Kenya-led multinational mission, aimed to support the Haitian National Police in its fight against gangs, will face multiple challenges, a report by Belgium-based International Crisis Group warned on Friday. Corruption links between the police, politicians, and gangs, overcrowded prisons, outnumbered police officers, and difficulties of protecting civilians in urban warfare are some of the many challenges listed in the report. For all these reasons, preparation will be of critical importance. Okay, this article is just saying, hey, this is going to be hard. Sorry, a bunch of bullshit out of African News today. Let's see. Let's close these pop-ups. India court overrules early release of 11 men in Bilkis Bano gang rape case. India's Supreme Court has quashed the remission given to 11 Hindu men who'd been jailed for life for the gang rape of Bilkis Bano and murdering her relatives during anti-Muslim riots in the state of Gujarat in 2002. The top court on Monday directed the 11 men to surrender to the prison authorities in Gujarat within 2 weeks. Their plea for protection of their liberty is rejected, the court said. To keep them out would not be in consonance of the rule of law. Baino, now in her 40s, was 5 months pregnant when she was gang raped during the violence, which saw nearly 2,000 people, most of them Muslims, killed in some of the worst religious riots India has experienced. If you don't know, the last 20 years or so, India has been having a resurgence of this Hindu far right wing extremism kind of stuff going on. So it's pretty tragic and awful what's going on there. But anyway, this was a while back. Anyway, don't worry, it's still getting worse. 7 of the 14 people murdered in one incident were Baino's relatives, including her 3-year-old daughter, whose head was smashed on the ground. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was Gujarat's chief minister at the time, and his Hindu nationalist party, the BJP, still rules the state. The 2002 riots have long hounded Modi, who was accused of ordering the state authorities to allow the bloodshed, which went on for weeks. He's repeatedly denied having any role in the violence, and the Supreme Court has said it found no evidence to prosecute him. Let's see, skipping through advertisements. The 11 men, convicted in early 2008, were ordered free by the Gujarat government in August 2022, after the prison they were being held in recommended their release, considering the time they'd served and their good behavior. A viral video at the time showed the relatives and supporters of the men welcoming them with sweets and garlands. But their release also drew widespread condemnation, especially since it coincided with Independence Day in India, when Modi spoke about women's safety and security. Bano's uncle and a witness in her case, Abdul Razak Mansouri, told Al Jazeera the top court's ruling was a step towards justice for her. We are glad that the court directed the accused to be sent back to jail in 2 weeks. The Gujarat government released them, and it was very hurtful for us, and it was against all logic, he said. We will never forget the memories of the riots. Our wounds are still fresh. Kaleem Siddiqui, a minority rights activist in Gujarat's main city of Ahmedabad, alleged the 11 men were released by the BJP to score political mileage before the state elections. The Gujarat government was working with a mindset that they have to free the men somehow. In the future, the Gujarat government should not try to protect them. The accused should get the punishment that has been awarded to them. The opposition Congress Party welcomed Monday's ruling, saying it exposed the BJP's callous disregard for women. So anyway, I'm sure there's more to that, but let's check in with Calm real quick. I'm slowly melting down today. I'm not sure if I'll recover, But you know what? We're going to keep trying because it's all we can do. I'm trying to identify what's upsetting me. I think that I'm upset because I'm struggling with my work project, but I'm not 100% sure. What's the halt? Am I hungry? Yes, I ate my meal at the serving of food. I want more. So yes, I am hungry. Am I angry or assess? It's like I'm feeling angry. Let's see. I don't know what the L is. Listen to the sounds of the cars driving by. Let's check in on Tom. Well, let's see. First back in the grind, Claudia. Hey, yeah, indeed. Oh no, it's Alaskan Airlines. There was someone's iPhone being found. Yes. So, thank you, Claudia, for bringing that up. So the Alaska Airlines flight that was flying. So there's a spot where a door could have been, because the Boeing planes, they mass produce them and then they customize them for each person, each customer. So the plane had a door built into it, and Alaska was like, no, we don't want a door there. We want the seats there. So they covered it up and they put seats there. Well, as they're flying, the door blew out and it sucked the wall with it. In that seat, there was an empty window seat. There was a child in the middle seat, and there was a person, the parent, sitting in the aisle seat. When the door blew out, it sucked one of the kid's shirts off. Either sucked his shirt off or sucked it out of the seat, one of those. But a child's seat, shirt was lost, and a couple of phones flew out. And then someone found a phone that was in airplane mode, still had battery left, and it was actually on the mail. It was unlocked and on their mail screen at the baggage confirmation screen from the airline, from Alaska Airlines. So kind of crazy, right? Yeah, it had the email with their check claim and all that stuff. But yeah, thank you, Claudia. I appreciate you. it was in some kind of case. But yeah, good times. Thanks, Doug. We're gonna figure it out. Slowly but surely. Maybe therapy will work one day. All right. So let's keep on moving. So yeah, the detestable people were put in, which is good. So I got two. We've got more far right news in the news. So I'm sorry if this will be upsetting, but if you remember, there was a mass killer in Norway that went to prison quite a while ago. A lawsuit launched by far-right fanatic and mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik accuses the state of abusing his human rights. He killed 77 people in a bombing and shooting rampage in 2011, and he appeared in court set up in the highest security jail in which he's serving his sentence on Monday. He accused Norway's Ministry of Justice of breaching his human rights. He hopes to force the authorities to end his years in isolation. So yeah, essentially, the summary of this story is that this guy killed a whole bunch of people, went to prison, and they've kept him in solitary confinement the whole time he's been there. So the last 13 years or so, 12 years and some change. And so he's become very depressed and is having mental health problems because he's just kept isolated, and the only people he sees are professionals either working on an appeal or like the jail guards and stuff like that. So it's causing quite the trouble for this guy. So he would like to not be isolated anymore. He claims he started, it's inhumane under the European Convention on Human Rights. He failed in a similar attempt in 2016 and 2017 when his appeal was denied by the European Court of Justice. He distributed copies of a manifesto before his attack and is suing the state and also asking the court to lift restrictions on his correspondence with the outside world. He killed 8 people in a car bomb in Oslo, then gunned down 69 others, most teenagers. He spends his time in a dedicated section of Ringerike prison, the third prison in which he's been held. His separated section includes a training room, a kitchen, a TV room, and a bathroom. Pictures from a visit last month by NTB showed. He is allowed to keep 3 Budarigars as pets and let them fly freely in the area, NTB reported. I don't know what a Budarigar is. It's Budgerigars. So he's not allowed to send or receive mail or anything. Whew, it's windy up here. Australia has outlawed the Nazi salute. This will be our last story because I got here late because I'm just melting down today, I guess. It's okay. We're going to figure it out. But anyway, yeah, Oh, I thought I was seeing something unbelievable, but it wasn't. I made sense of it. If you think it's scary and frustrating when far-right people are running elections with stuff like, women should wear dresses and men should be men, those kind of regressive, like, gender politics are one thing. But the reason it's so dangerous is it leads to this kind of stuff. So Australia has outlawed the Nazi salute and hate symbols. The Nazi salute and associated hate symbols have been criminalized in Australia as legislation drawn up summer came into force. Why is that important? Why does that matter? Well, that's because in Italy, they had a far-right rally where people were doing the Nazi salute. The sight of ranks of men performing a Nazi salute at a far-right commemoratory ceremony in Rome on Sunday has drawn condemnation. Hundreds of far-right activists were given a fascist salute at a ceremony in Rome on Sunday. So anyway, we're out of time. I'm sorry today was such a train wreck. But hey, you know what? It's okay. We're going to assess and try again tomorrow. Please stick around for the Devious Skulls Committee with Tobe. I'll try and have better news tomorrow. Everything's gonna be okay. Just gotta take a deep breath. Everything's gonna be okay. Just gotta take a deep breath.